We are back, the Gunsmith Show, right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're gonna move on, talk about some of the different calibers for bolt action rifles. The whole show today going to be about bolt action rifles. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Gems Tire and Automotive.
Yep, that's right. And especially this time of year, man, driving around the potholes, the little speed bumps, natural, I'll call them Whitmer speed bumps. They're all over the place, man. The little frost bumps in the road. Ba-boom, ba-boom. Can't even drink coffee driving down the road in Michigan.
Oh, you got to be careful.
You got to be real careful. I got to start wearing brown clothes. Because I spill so much coffee on myself when I'm driving.
Yeah.
And I don't drink frozen coffee. So I don't like frozen coffee. So anyways, it is the Gunsmith Show. Glad to be here. And Diamond Gems will fix your car up for you. You want new tires. You want, you know, we're going to be looking at suspension work coming real quick with all these potholes. Guys are out fixing it all the time, but let them plow the snow off the road first. Maybe the snow will pack in the holes and you won't have to get it fixed yet. But they're right on Diamond Gems. Thank them if you see them for sponsoring the show. We appreciate it so much. Right on Dort Highway, just south of Bristol Road in beautiful Burton, Michigan. Beautiful snow-covered Burton, Michigan today, of course. And thank them because they keep me on the road. They get me here safe every week. How's that sound? That's a strong comment to say, and they do, but they get me here safe every week. You make sure my cars are driving down the road straight. So Diamond Gems Tire and Auto, 810-743-4210, or you can always link to them right on my website, the Gunsmith Show's website, which is thegss.com. And if you have any questions, you can always send me a question via email, shooter@thegss.com. Now, we're going to keep talking about bolt action guns because we could talk for a month about bolt action guns. There are so many different beautiful bolt action guns out there right now, and I just keep getting blown away by the newest ones on the market, but I still love the old ones too. So, but people ask me, well, what kind of caliber can you get? What are we going to be shooting? And I said, you know, you can shoot anything from a 17 caliber rifle, which is a bullet the size of a pellet, but going 3,500 feet per second to, smaller ones, the Mach 17s and stuff, they'll go 2,000 feet per second, but to literally like a 700 caliber, but realistically, we tend to top out in America between 458 caliber and 500, okay? 500 being like 50 BMG, okay? That's about as big as we get. Without causing too much disruption at the range and earth moving. I'm surprised they haven't made a bolt action rifle in one of those huge calibers and wrote Terex down the side and called it an earth mover because they do. I've even shooting some of our rifles, we've caught brush on fire in August from the flames coming out of the big rifles.
Yeah.
And especially shooting prone, you got to make sure you don't, yep, have a shovel with you. Be ready to put a brush fire out just in case, because when that flash comes out of the muzzle, those big guns, you can really start a brush fire real easy. We don't want to be doing that. So for North American uses, I mean, usually we kind of stop around 30 caliber, sometimes like 340 caliber and down. My son Jake would be all over me saying, no, Dad, the 35 Whalen, you know, that's... But he shoots his 458 Winchester too. So there's big guns out there, but 270s, 30-06s, and 308s are still kind of the top of the hill. Although the 6.5 Creedmoor is right there on the cusp. It's kind of become the posh new way of hunting is with a 6.5 Creedmoor. Now there's not a thing wrong with it. The 6.5 caliber fits it's a good fit for extreme accuracy, long range use. It's lighter than you would get out of a 30-06 or even a 270. 270, you can really go the same size bullets. The difference is a 6.5 Creedmoor is a 264 bullet. The bullet is 0.264, so it's not a huge bullet, but it's very long because of the way the action is designed and the case is designed to shoot a long bullet so that it has that VLD bullet, very low drag. The ballistic coefficients are very good, so when it hits, it does a good job. like with all high-powered rifles, the most important thing you can do is have a well-placed shot. So, but in the past 15 years, that 6.5 Creedmoor has come on strong. Now, before that, we had the 6.5 Grendel, which is a little guy, basically designed to use in an AR-15, but it is available in bolt-action rifles, and it works great in bolts. Before that, there was the 6.5 by 55 Swiss, and the 6.5, I think there's another one. There's a couple other 6.5s, but and, of course, the 264 Winchester Magnum, which is a 6.5. They are extremely all well-working guns, but they're all designed slightly different, and the Creedmoor is designed... Creedmoor, of course, is relates to a competition, the Creedmoor competition, where they shot rifles to see what was most accurate. The Creedmoor line is designed to shoot the most accurate. So is it that much better? Well, I tell you what, it's available in every store, so that helps. And it's available out of, I think, virtually every gun maker right now is making 6.5 Creedmoors. So everybody's still making 270s, 30-06s, and 308s, and they're all great guns. I still love all my 308s, and I do a 6.5 Grendel, but I have not yet bought a 6.5. Well, no, I did buy one 6.5 Creedmoor, and I took the barrel off it, sold the barrel, and put a 308 barrel on that action because during COVID, I did not have access to a barreled, just a bolt action Remington 700 action. So I had to buy a whole rifle, then strip it into pieces, sold all the pieces, and then turn it into a 308. And worked out great, and I'm very, very happy about it. So I literally, I would be lying to you if I said I didn't buy one. I did, but it's gone. And now I just use it as a 308. So a heavy barreled Remington 308. So it is posh. It is a big thing to get to 6.5 Creedmoors, and a lot of people absolutely love them. We got one of my buddies, Dan, a 6.5 fits under that genre that you can use for nighttime hunting here in Michigan for coyotes. So it's a tremendously popular gun for coyote hunting. And scientifically, it is a wonderful caliber. So now, it is also available in the AR-10 platform. So it's tremendously popular, but we're not here to talk about AR-10s or AR-15s. We're here to talk about bolt guns. So the nice thing about bolt guns, we're going to switch topics just a little bit. The nice thing about bolt guns is a lot of times they're fairly easy to be suppressed. Most bolt action rifles, any competent gunsmith operation can usually remove the barrel, thread the muzzle for you so that you can affix a suppressor or a can on the muzzle and quiet them down. So that helps in a lot of ways. When you're varmint hunting or coyote hunting, or you're just going out and you're going to sit down at a bench and you're going to shoot gophers on a farm in Nebraska all day long, and you got 400 rounds in front of you and you're hoping to go through all of them, you're probably going to want a can on there so that you can ease the burden on your ears, because all that banging of that rifle going off is going to hurt your ears. So having that threaded muzzle and having that action bolt, it's completely enclosed, a good suppressor, one that's rated for your gun, of course. Always get the suppressor that fits your gun, and you can make a tremendous difference in how quiet and how much more enjoyable hunting is when you don't have that boom. And with the bolt action guns, you've got the reach. So it's not like you're trying to hunt with a shotgun. In the semi-autos, you're probably going to get better, and that's a tough fight too. You're going to get better accuracy out of a bolt action than you will a semi-auto. But you want to get that bolt action gun zeroed in with your suppressor, know where it's hitting, well scoped, ready to go. And it's a wonderful way to introduce the whole family to shooting, so that they don't flinch when they pull the trigger. The gun handles the weight, it handles the kick, and it's not quite as loud as they thought it was going to be because you have that suppressor on there, plus it's got a really big time cool factor. So without the big kicks, I'm having a ball with a less powerful round for a little bit closer work, because I don't do that much shooting over 300 yards. I am having a ball with that 300 blackout. And now there's the new 8.6 blackout, which is a whole new thing. The 338 ACC, I think is what it's called. Slow, heavy bullet, very quiet, and it can be extremely accurate and pack quite a wallop. So it's going to be actually good for hunting. And getting that heavy bullet on target in a kill shot with patience. Think about it: a suppressor from a good blind or from a tree stand, and you're going to do what you need to do. But it's not a straight walled cartridge. So remember, for Southern Michigan, you're not going to be able to use it down here. So I know I got a lot to talk about today, and when we discuss things like this, there's a lot going through my head. So I want you to consider something else for just a minute. We do have a great gun show coming up tomorrow, February 16th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. out at 4247 North M52 in Owosso. It's the Shiawassee Conservation Association's Gun and Knife Show. It only happens once a year, 3 miles north of Owosso. It's buy, sell, and trade. Admission is $5, and under 14, kids are free. This is one of those clubs I really, really admire. I've been talking about it every week now for a month, and I'll be there. I'll have a couple tables set up, and you can meet and greet. We can talk. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them for you if I can. If not, I'll find somebody there that can answer them for you. But buying, selling, trading in a little swap meet show like this is great. Of course, everything's done legally with all the paperwork properly filled out. And there are people there that can do background checks if we need them, if you don't have a CPL. But I'm always excited about this show because it's, put it this way, there's a lot of red and black plaid walking around. There's a lot of, those hats from the UP. I forget what they're called right now. And Dan's not in the room, so... it's just one of those good shows. Stormy Cromer, that's it. So, come on out though tomorrow, M52, 3 miles north of Owosso to the Shiawassee Conservation Association Gun Show. They're a nonprofit gun club, gun and conservation club, and, teaching kids stuff all the time, spreading the news and making better hunters and shooters out of all of them. And there is a flyer about this on my website, thegss.com. So jump over there and check it out if you'd like. Thegss.com. If you missed any of the show, you can always go back. There'll be archive shows in there. You can go right to today's date, and you can pick first, second, third, or fourth segment of the show and listen to it again if you'd like to, or over and again. That's entirely up to you. And like our Facebook page, The Gunsmith Show. Please do that. We'd appreciate it. Emails are shooter@thegss.com. And Dano, I think we're ready to go to
the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We will take that break and come on right back.